about the Gemara in the Gomes on Daphne on the base. Where Rava says that Rabbi Yossi, the Tana, Rabbi Yossi says that even though Ein Issa Chal Al Issa, but Lekover Ben Rishon Gemurim, the second Issa is Chal. So the Nari Bihuda has a tshuva where he points this out and he paskens halacha lemaisa like that Gemara. This happens to be a famous tshuva for a different reason. This is tshuva in Chelek Aleph of the Nari Bihuda, Adura Kama, in Chelek Arachaim Simen Lamed Hei. This is the tshuva l'Rav Pliny l'Kila Kadisha Plinus. He doesn't want to write who the name of the rabbi is, doesn't want to write the name of the city. He doesn't want to give away the whole story. That there was a young man who married a girl, and he used to learn in the yeshiva in that town. And then they used to eat by balabatim. They didn't have a cafeteria. Didn't have a dormitory with cafeteria. And then this the balabas apparently went to the balabas that he ate by apparently went to yeshiva every Shabbos afternoon. And every Shabbos afternoon for 3 years in a row, he was having an affair with the balabas. She was an eshes ish. Then he married the daughter. And then years later, it dawned upon him. What was he doing when he was 14 years old? Well, the woman was an Eishes Ish, Stachadin Loisinov. And she's an Eishes Ish, as in Sa'asur al-Bailah. So does he have to tell his father-in-law that they have to get divorced? It'll be a busha for the father-in-law, it'll be a busha for him, prominent family. So that's why the Nadi Yehuda doesn't want to say who the rabbi is and what the community is. So he has a whole tshuva. And then the last paragraph in the tshuva, in the middle of the tshuva, he gets involved a little bit about Issa. That maybe if the boy was Mizana with the Balabostan, when she was a Nida, not only an Eishes Ish, she was a Nida too, so maybe I should say, maybe the Yisra Soita, Labaila is not Chal on top of the Yisra Nida. So he goes a whole pilpul in Einis Chal Alisa, but then he says it's irrelevant. It's not relevant Halacha Lamaisa. Umnam Kolzele Hislamid, that the last paragraph in that, that's a famous tshuva, Simulam and Hay. And the Dibre Chaim, the Sanza, Rakhaim Sanza, has a tshuva, also happens to be similar in Hay, where he disagrees with the Maskan of the Nadi Yehuda. The Shaila was what the Kovar Abrius is Doicha B'Shevi Altase, the din of Soita. The man is living with his wife, the father-in-law is living with the mother-in-law B'Issa, because the woman is a Soita Asura Bailah. So the question is whether the son-in-law is Mechuyiv to notify. The father-in-law will certainly take his word for it, if he's a prominent Talmud Chacham, not the son-in-law. So the father-in-law will certainly believe him if he'll tell him that his wife is a Soita Asura Bailah. But the Shaila is maybe Mishum Kavar Abrius, maybe he doesn't have to tell the father-in-law. So is this called Shevi Altasa? Is this called Kumbi Asay? Because the son-in-law will act B'Shevi Altasa by not telling the father-in-law what happened. But the father-in-law is living with his wife, B'Kumbi Asay. So that's he goes through a Pahol Pilpul. And then he says, aye, but the father-in-law is living B'Shoigig with the mother-in-law. Mother-in-law never heard of the din of Soita Labailah, so she's B'Shoigig. Father-in-law is learned, he knows the din of Soita, but he doesn't know the facts. He doesn't know his wife is a Soita. So maybe we should say that since they're sinning B'Shoigig, so they're also Kovar Abrius should play a role. So that's a machlek is the Ramam and the Rosh. So the Nadi Yehuda says, Ein biyodi lahachriya, he doesn't have the koyach to be mekel like the Rosh, so he says l'chumer, that the son-in-law has to tell the father-in-law. And the Divrei Chaim has a tshuva, the same number, Bimikra happens to be similar in Hay. The Rechaim has a tshuva similar in Hay, where he disagrees with Nadi Yehuda, and he says that you don't have to tell the father-in-law that the Kavod Abris is Decha B'Shev Altasa. That's called Shev Altasa B'Shev Gekshon. So then, in the middle of the tshuva, the Nadi Yehuda raised the possibility that maybe the woman doesn't become Asur Al Bailef if the only time the boy had an affair with the Eishes Ish was when she was a Nida L'Bailah. When she was Tahira, so she had a husband. When she was Tmeya, then the husband wasn't with her, so then she was Mizana with the boy. So maybe we should say Inis Chalalisa. He goes through the dinam of Inis Chalalisa. But then he says it's really irrelevant. It's not the Gea Locha Lamaisa, because he quotes this Gemara Yivamas Daf Lamed Beis on the base, Omar Rove, that Rabbi Yossi holds, Lukover Ben Yishoim Gemurim, the second Issa Yischal. And even though it's a machlekes hatanoim, Reb Shimon the Tana disagrees with Reb Yosi. Machlekes Reb Shimon Reb Yosi. He says, but we know what halacha is. Reb Shimon Reb Yosi halachik Reb Yosi. The Gemara gives you an erevin. The Gemara gives you a list of all the klalim how to pass them. So he says, it's irrelevant. The whole pilpul that I wrote about in Issa Chalalisa, and maybe the Issa Soita Labaila is not chal on top of the Issa Nida Labaila, is not relevant because the Kovar Ben Yishon Gemara in the second Issa is chal. All the Bani Yisrael Lisa is on a Menegeta Malkas, Menegeta Misa, Menegeta Chatas, Menegeta Kares, Misa Vedei Shamayim, but it's irrelevant. That's the concluding paragraph in that famous tshuva, Simon Lamed Hei. That's what he quotes. That Simon Lamed Vav happens also to be a famous tshuva, very relevant to what we were discussing yesterday about Ein Yisrael Lisa. Now the Yehuda comes up with a fantastic chiddush. The Gemara, we learned a little bit the Gemara yesterday. We didn't discuss the whole topic. The Gemara quotes a brisa, Yevamos and other Masechta. The Gemara quotes a brisa where the Tana Reb Shimon says, "Hoichal nevela b'yom Kippurim." If you eat kosher food on Yom Kippur, then you chayv kares. If you do b'mezid, but if you eat treifa food on Yom Kippur, so Reb Shimon holds that ain't isa chal alisa. The isa Yom Kippur is not chal on top of the Yisra Treifa. So the Eichel Nevela B'Yom Kippurim, that's Reb Shimon's price. Eichel Nevela B'Yom Kippurim is not Chayiv, Ein Chayiv Ola, is not Chayiv Koris. So what happens, you have a Chayla on Yom Kippurim, because Reb Shimon holds that even Yisra Koyla is also not Chal Yisra Chal Yisra. We don't accept Reb Shimon's opinion, because we hold that's an Yisra Koyla. When it comes Yom Kippur, not only the non-kosher food becomes Asa, mitam Yom Kippur, the kosher food also becomes Asa. It's a migo that the Isi Yom Kippur is chal on all the kosher food. The Isi Yom Kippur is also chal on the non-kosher food. That's what we call an Isi Koilo. Reb Shimon doesn't hold from Isi Koilo. And Shmuel also seems to hold only from Isi Moisiv, doesn't hold from Isi Koilo. And we don't pass like Shmuel fully. We don't pass like Reb Shimon. We pass that Isi chal on Isi in all three cases. Isi Basachas, Isi Moisiv, and even Isi Koilo. So he points out, it's interesting, the Loshon HaMishnah in Yuma, the end of Yuma is, that if you have a chayla sheish b'sakana, machila moso, you give him food to eat on Yom Kippur, because nefer itself, because nefer is doche Yom Kippur, and you should even give him afilu nevelus atrefus, even afilu macholas asuris, you also give him. So he says, that's the way we paskin, that you even give him macholas asuris, even though it's a double isa. It's an isa Yom Kippur and isa nevela. If we would have accepted Reb Shimon's opinion, we would have been mahad there, dafket, to give him the chaza. If you have a chayla sheish b'sakana, has to eat on Yom Kippur, hata maisa. When the rabbi tells the balabatim, every shul, there's some balabas has to eat on Yom Kippur. I was in the rabbinate for a few years. So the first Yom Kippur, I had a balabas who had a condition, taka, she died 5 years later, after I left the position. But she had a medical condition, and she had to eat on every tana. She wasn't able to fast. It was sofik pikuach never. She had to eat. So according to the Tana Reb Shimon, we should recommend she should eat pork. She shouldn't eat kosher food. Because if you eat chaz, if you eat something that's really aser, so the Isa Yom Kippur is not chal on top of it. So you only have an Isa lav, you don't have an Isa karis. If you're going to eat a tuna fish sandwich, so you have an Isa karis. And the Gemara says, whenever you have a chayla she'esh b'sakana, and pikuach nefesh is doicha, the din ha'toira, so the Gemara has a whole sugi in the end of Yuma, machila mosa hakal hakal tchila. He tried to give, you have to drive to the hospital on Shabbos. So rather than drive yourself, get a nochri to drive. I amir a nochri is also anyway. No, amir a nochri is only also in the rabbanon. You drive yourself is a malacha deraisa. So whenever you can minimize the issa, you have to try to minimize whatever malacha you can do. Kalacha yad. Let's say you have to carry something to the hospital. So if you can carry kalacha yad, it's better to do a malacha derabbanon than to do a malacha deraisa. Within dinam deraisa also, there are some isurim that are more chomer than others. If you have something is kores. And something else is only Misa B'dei Shemaim, so Chorus is worse than Misa B'dei Shemaim. Something is, let's say, eat Tevil, or Zar Shochal Truma is Misa B'dei Shemaim. If you eat, the Chazer is only a lav. So you have to eat some food in order to save your life, so it's better to eat the Chazer rather than to eat the Tevil. Tevil is Misa B'dei Shemaim, the Chazer is only Nisa Lav. Machil Mosa Akal Akal Tchila. So he writes, if the din would have been like Reb Shimon, the rabbis would have to paskin that the balabatim should eat treifa food. The balabatim have to eat on Yom Kippur, have to eat treifa food. Because they need the chalalisa. So that's the lesser of the two evils. It's better to eat treifa food. So why does the Mishnah say, machila moso afilu macholos asur, afilu in Beit HaShem? Because we don't paskin like Reb Shimon. So the way we paskin, isa chalalisa, ayde koilo. So the second is, Yom Kippur is chal on top of the nevelus of treifas anyway. So ben kovako. You're gonna violate Yom Kippur. So if you're gonna eat non-kosher food, it's gonna have a double isa. If you're gonna eat kosher food, it'll only have a single isa. That's why the Mishnah presents it. Machila mos afila macholas asur. Then he writes, he has fantastic, this is a famous Nadiv Yehuda. He writes in the Ha'aris on the side of the Rabbi Huri himself is a little shaken up. He's not exactly sure whether what he said is right or not. He says, maybe sometimes halacha lemaise, the dinim are different on Yom Kippur, they're from Kala Torah Kula. The Rambam in Hilchos Macholos Asuras gives you a whole list of what's called Hakala Kaltchila. When a Cholos Sheish B'Sakana, Sofik Sakana has to eat non-kosher food. He has no kosher food to eat in order to save life, has to eat non-kosher food. So the Rambam doesn't quote in Hilchas Shvisas Osor, in Hilchas Yom Kippur, he doesn't quote the whole system of what's Hakala Kaltchila. I, but it's in the Gemara Yuma, so why doesn't the Rambam quote in Hilchas Shvisas Osor? Because it doesn't really belong in Hilchas Yom Kippur. It belongs in Hilchas Macholos Asuras. And the Rambam, he says, the Rambam is very Mesuradik. We all know the Rambam is Mesuradik. He takes a din in Maseches Yuma that really doesn't belong there. It belongs in Hilchas Macholos Asuras. So he puts it over there. The hierarchy of what's called Hakala Kaltchila. So then Rabbi Yehuda says, but if you think about it, sometimes the hierarchy wouldn't apply to Yom Kippur. Sometimes the rules are different because of Einis HaChalaliser. Sometimes Yom Kippur will always be Chal on top of Treifus because it's always going to be Nisa Kailo. But sometimes if the thing became Treif on Yom Kippur, so the Yisra Macholos Asuras won't be Chal on top of Yom Kippur. So he has a whole Hechid Timtze where sometimes on Yom Kippur, the dinim will be different from Kol HaTorah Kula. I fracked this. So why didn't the Rambam say so? If my Chiddush is correct, why didn't the Rambam say so? So he says, because it doesn't say in the Gemara. The Rambam style is that he only quotes what's Beferish in the Gemara. So he has a fantastic Chiddush over here. But anyway, that line, L'chore, is this paragraph is Muskum L'chvaladeis. That according to Rab Shimon, the whole... If you have a Chol HaSheish B'Sakona on Yom Kippur, we'll recommend that you eat Chazah. Rather than tell him to eat a tuna fish sandwich, you'll tell him to eat a shark instead of tuna. Eat something really treif, because it won't have an Issa Yom Kippur. It'll only have an Issa Lav, won't have an Issa Karis. Okay. There's the two famous Nari Behudas. The last paragraph in Sim Alamin Hey, he says, the Machleg Rab Yossi and Rab Shimon, and he says, we know the gruel. We pass like Rab Yossi. Rab Shimon, Rab Yossi, Halachic Rab Yossi. So he says, L'kovi Ben Hashoyim Gemur, we would accept Halach HaLamaisa that the Isser is Chalalisa. And then the second simon, he talks about...
Ainus HaChalalisa, you're not going to get the Ainus Karis. It's like you don't get Malkus.
You don't get Karis. You don't get Karis.
But the Shema Isser is an Isser of Karis, whether you get it or not. No? It's not still a Chalalik Isser.
But if you'll eat kosher food, it'll be Mamash and Isser Karis. Mamash and Isser Karis. So he considers that's Mochomer.
You're not going to get the Karis anyway.
You have a heta. But if another person doesn't have a heta would eat it, he would mamish get karis. And if you do bishagik, he would be chayv chatos. Mashenikin over here, if I do it b'mezer, I won't be chayv karis, I won't be chayv chatos bishagik. So he says, that's called kal. So he says, according to the Tana Reb Shimon, the Loshan HaMishnah is fakir. It shouldn't say, machil mos afilu nevelis etrevis. It should say, machil mos afilu machol kosher. The heat it would be to give non-kosher food. No. I think it's just the din l'chatchila. When you have a heta because nefesh, everything is muta. The only thing is, you have to try to minimize the heta. You have to try to minimize the violation of the issa. Yeah. Then someone brought up an issue we were discussing yesterday, the shiloh of dog food. If you have nevela meat cooked with milk, so the Gemara says beferish that there's a dion of isa chalalis, and the Rambam wrote in the Pirush HaMishnayis that since the isa achila is not chal, so the isa hano can't be chal. So the Nari Behuda writes in the Oris in the Dogel Mervova on the side of the Oradei based on that Pirush HaMishnayis la Rambam that since ain't isa chalalisa, so there's no isa hano at all. Now we mentioned that the Darki Tshuva quotes all Achronim would disagree. They say it's not correct. They say that we pass like Rabbi Yossi, like the Nari Behuda said, that Lekov Ben Yoshon Gvom the second Yisr Yitzchal. So it's not that it's Het Gomer, it's not that it's Mutza Bahano, it's also Bachina Mikam Bosa Becholov, and it's still also Bahano as well. So someone raised an issue that maybe the dog food is Nifsal Me'achil Sodom. You have to check to see. If I take flesh, that's Nifsal Me'achil Sodom. If I take flesh and milk and I cook it together and it becomes basa b'cholov, and then I leave it out of the refrigerator for a month, and now it's rotten, and only a kelev will eat it. So that's the halacha. That's the halacha, that once it becomes asa b'hano, so it remains asa b'hano. It's not going to help that it becomes nifsa ma'achilos adam. That's a mishnah in the end of Tmura. The last mishnah in Tmura gives you a list, not a full list, a list of many isuri hano. So it says the isuri hano are divided into two categories. Some of them are nisrafim and some of them are nigbarim. Those on nisrafim is a mitzvah to burn them. And nigbarim just means a mitzvah to dispose of. If you don't leave it around the house, if you leave it in the refrigerator, you're going to leave bas b'chala in the refrigerator, so someone by mistake may forget and eat it. You may forget and eat it. You have to dispose of even macholas asuras, the Gemara says in Sochem, the end of the first parak. You're not allowed to leave macholas asuras around the house, mishum chashash takola, that someone may forget and eat it. So all these siri hanah are divided into two categories. You have nisrafim and you have nigbarim. So the Mishnah says, what's the difference halacha l'maisa between the nisrafim and the nigbarim? So it says, hanisrafim, afram mutar. And Taisus learns al pi pashta, it goes on orlok layakerem abisreifas and mitzvah. It's a din menator. You have to burn it. So once you burn it, so the esh is amuta bano. But basa b'cholav is not menhan nisrafim. It's not a mitzvah to burn it. You have to throw it out in the garbage, and the garbage collector will do whatever he wants with it. You have to dispose of it. Make sure it's not a takola. It's not a michshol around the house. So even if you burn the basa b'cholav, since it's not been on a syrup and there's no halacha that requires you should burn it, so there the Mishnah says ha-nigbarim, those yisir ha-no you have to dispose of, is afran asa, the ashes are asa. If you burn basa b'cholav and it turns into ashes, the thing is clearly not royal achilos adam, it's not even royal achilos akelev. So you see from the Mishnah that it's still asa. Once it becomes asa b'hano, it doesn't help that it becomes nifsam achilos adam and nifsam achilos akelev. But if you take flesh that melechatchila is not royal achilos adam, nifsam achilos akelev is only a din in chametz. That's the whole discussion in Rishonim. How did the Gemara, how did the Tanoim, the Gemara quotes a brice, how did the Tanoim know that chametz bepesach depends on nifsam achilos akelev? That's a whole discussion. But in Kol HaTarakula, it doesn't depend on nifsam achilos akelev, it depends on nifsam achilos adam. And the Gemara in Avodah Zarah explains on Daf Samach Zayin, Daf Samach Ches, the Gemara says that's based on the pasuk. In Parshas Re'ei, that it says in the Chumash that Vasechel Kol Nevela, the pasuk we were talking about, Alagera Shabashrechet Tenana Bachola, or Mochel Anoche, it's enough in a pasuk on Daf Kuf Yudalan on the base. Here it says Dvarm Yudalan over there. It's in Chumash also. So the pasuk says, Vasechel Kol Nevela, Lagera Shabashrechet Tenana Bachola, or Mochel Anoche. So the Gemara is Medayik there, Machlegin Satanaim, that's the way we paskin. What does it mean, a ger? How can you give it to a ger? It means a ger toshav, not a ger tzedek. Anochri. So the Gemara's medayik, nevela horui ala ger krui nevela, nevela sheni krui ala, nevela sheni rui ala ger, eni krui nevela. If it's fit for human consumption, then it still retains an isa nevela. If it's nefsal me'achilos adam, so the isa nevela disappears. That's how we paskin. There's one Tana says that it's not so. One Tana says that's only if it was nifsam achilos adam when the animal dropped dead. It wasn't royal achilos adam from day number one. So the isa nevela was never chal in the first place. But once the isa nevela is chal, because the flesh is royal achil, even if you leave it out of the refrigerator, it becomes nifsam achilos adam, it'll still remain osir, it'll still retain the isa until the point of nifsam achilos akela. Gemara says we don't pass them like that. We pass the machlekes, a Reb Yudah, Reb Shimon there. And Avodah Zarah, Daf Samach Zayin, Daf Samach Ches. So we pass like the other Tana, that even if it, at the time the animal died, let's say you shecht an animal and you shechted it improperly, all the meat in the A&P, all the nevela meat in the A&P, it's royal achilos adam, so it's osir, it's an isa nevela, and if you leave it out of the refrigerator for a month, it'll become nifsam achilos adam, so we pass and it's also mutter. So by basa b'cholav, you see from the Mishnah, once it becomes basa b'cholav, even afran asa, even the eshes will be asa. So once it's asa b'anor, it remains asa b'anor. It doesn't help. Nifsam achilos akelev is not going to help. It will still remain asa, afran asa. But if melechatchila, when you start out, you take flesh that's not royal achilos adam, and you cook it in milk, so it doesn't get off the ground. The whole isa is not going to be chal in the first place. So this, you have to look into it, whether the meat, the nevela meat that they use for the dog food is really nifsam achilos adam or not, because every couple of months they write in the New York Times that there are people on welfare in New York City who don't have enough money, so they can't afford to buy normal food, so they buy dog food, and they're living happily ever after. Not happily, they're living on dog food. No, if you have few mishugaim do it, we say bottle diet and makes adas called bani adam. But the shah, how do you define what's called nifsim achilas adam? So there is a gemara we're going to have to get to it in another context. I think it's on the Mar Mekaymus here somewhere. There is a gemara in Bechoris. Here, Dav Zayin Amid Aleph. It's in the Mar Mekaymus Gimel. So Bechoris Zayin Amid Aleph, the gemara has a discussion. What's the din of Meirag Laim Shel Chamor? Is it Osa Bishtia or not? What's the din? The din is that Cholov of a Behemoth Tameya is Osa. And Beitzim of an Oif Tome is Osa. That's a gemara in Elotrephus. Bas Hayano. So the Gemara said, what do you mean? Bas Hayano? Only the female of the ostrich is us, and the male ostrich is mutter. The female with the male, they're both us. Bas Hayano refers to the Beitzas Hayano. Beitzas Oiftame is also us. Beitzas Oiftame. Why? Because Hayotim and Ha'asar is us. So Cholub Behematme is us, and Beitzas Oiftame is us. That's what we said from the story by Rab Chaim with the Prima Godim and the checklist and the Hanogas Hashel Vanishal, that if you have a Behema Trefa, it's walking around, a behema trefa, and it produces dam. So the dam not only will have an isa dam, once you cook the dam, dam should bishlo is only the rabbanon, but the dam in the behema trefa will have an isa yotzim and ha'asa. Yotzim and ha'asa is asa, even if you cook it. That'll be dam should bishlo. That dam will be an isa deraisa. And even though dam is not bechal basar, that's only relevant for dam nevela. That's how the prima garden, that's what Rav Chaim said, the state of prima garden before Rav Chaim, way before Rav Chaim. That the dam nevela, you can't call it yotzim min ha'asa. When the animal dies, when it becomes a male, it doesn't produce any more dam. All the dam was manufactured, all the dam was produced in the guf ha'behema, calls man the behema was alive, so it's not yotzim min ha'asa. But by dam from a trefa, the trefa while it's alive is producing the dam. So that dam is yotzim min ha'asa.
But we talk about chalav nevela, the chalav was also produced while the animal was alive, before it was in nevela, and now it's a... If you take the milk out of the nevela after you shoot it, so
yeah.
That milk was produced while it was alive, so it wasn't a nevela when it made this milk. So
what's the din?
That's
us. No? I don't know. Maybe it's us in the Rabbana. I don't know. I'm not familiar. Well, the Gemara talks about Cholav Nevela, whether it's Milchig or Parave. So the Gemara says, Cholav Nevela, Cholav Shchuta, Cholav Mesa, is only Milchig Mid Rabbanan. In the Torah, the milk is only Milchig if you milk the cow while it was alive. And if the animal died, and then you have the udder, is all full of milk, so in the Torah, you're allowed to cook the udder is Fleshig, you're allowed to cook the udder with the milk in it, because Cholav Shchuta is Parave. It only becomes Milchig if you milk the animal while it's alive. So there, the Gemara talks about Cholav Mesa. Cholav Mesa is milchig mid rabbanan and min ha'teretz parva. I don't know. Why should you say that the cholav nevela should be an isa nevela? Probably is not an isa nevela. Min ha'teretz for sure not. Maybe mid rabbanan is an isa nevela. I don't know. We'll have to see. So here the Gemara in Pcharis has a discussion. Chamor, a donkey, drinks water. All the behemoths drink water. And it gives off a waste product. It gives off meirag lime. So the Gemara has a shaila whether the meirag lime of a chamor are included in the prohibition of Yotzim and Ha'asa Rasa. Let's say there's some people who listen in Shia, so it goes in one ear and goes out the other. So let's say you have a behema, and they pour water in this ear and goes out the other ear. So that's not called Yotzim and Ha'asa Rasa. If they drill the hole through the behema's head, it goes in and goes out. So that's not Yotzim and Ha'asa. Yotzim and Ha'asa means it's Godel Be'isser. The Yana produces Beitzim, and the Trefa, while it's alive, gives off milk. Or the trefa produces cholov, so that's yotzim and ha'asa is also. So the Gemara has a suffix, it's a biological suffix, a medical suffix. When a chamor drinks water and it gives off meraglayim, does the water get absorbed in the guf ha'chamor and then the meraglayim is like produced by the chamor? Or do you say it's like going in one ear and out the other, just went in and went out, and it's not enough. The behemoth, the chamor didn't, the body of the chamor didn't do enough that it should be considered a yotzim and ha'asa. So that's a discussion in the Gemara. So Rav Shlaim Zalman Orabach points out on that Gemara, what's the whole discussion in the Gemara? Meirag Laim Shel Chamor is doch not roi l'achilos adam. Who wants to drink Meirag Laim Shel Chamor? So he says, you see from that Gemara that it's not so easy to declare that something is nifsam achilos adam. So first of all, you don't tell a person, here, taste it, see if you like it. It's Meirag Laim Shel Chamor. You don't tell him what it is. If you tell him what it is, of course he's not going to want to drink it. So he says, you put it on a table at a wedding and put ice cubes in it, and you see if he's going to drink it. So apparently the Gemara thinks the Merag Lam Shel Chamor is not Nifsa Machila. Not Nifsa Machila. If you won't tell people what it is, so some of the people it'll smell a little funny, some of the people will not want to drink, but some of the people will drink it. So that's Rav Shlomo Zalman writes in his Sefer, Mincha Shlomo, you shouldn't be too quick to declare that something is Nifsa Machila Sodom. Sometimes just because you're not supposed to tell a person what it is when you test it out. And even though a lot of people will not care for it, but it's not so easy to declare that it's considered nesachilosam. So you got to figure out in every case when you have dog food, if you have besar nevela and they cooked it in milk. So true, if the flesh was left out of the refrigerator for a month and it's taka spoiled, rotten, and you'd leave it on a serve it in a wedding, you won't tell the people what it is. So if all the people will refuse to eat it. But if some people will eat it, so it's not so easy to declare that it's nifsa machilas adam. Okay, again, so the Gemara is discussing what's fleshig and what's milchig. We left off in the middle of Kufi Gimel Amud Beis. So Shmuel is making six drushes. The Gemara says, how can I make six drushes? Only three times gedi. There are only three psukim. The Gemara says, some of them you don't need a pasuk for. Some of them combine together. Some don't need a pasuk. Do need a pasuk. Okay, that's a whole discussion. Whether you do it, you don't need a pasuk. But bottom line, we know what the dinim are. The shilya is not basar, and the shlil is basar. Fine. Then one of the things that he says only bachalei vimo, the challah from a female cow, from a female animal, is considered challah. What if it's a challah zachar? What if it's challah zachar? So challah zachar is part of the minatur. It's not milchig menater. Cholav zacha means from a male cow or from a male man? From a male, what does it mean? From a man who's a zachar and he had an abnormal growth, his breasts grew and he has cholav coming out? That's what it means? Or it means there's a cow that has a zachar cow that has. So the shach has a whole shtikel Torah, the shach in the beginning of Siman Peizayin. There's a steer in Shulchan Aruch. How do you deal with Cholav Zachar? So he says, they're talking about two different Zachara. If you're talking about a Zachar of a Behemah, so that's a din of Basa B'Cholav Midi Rabbanim. That will make Basa B'Cholav Midi Rabbanim. A male cow has an abnormal growth of a Kral, of an udder, and it gives off milk. So Minatar, it's Parava Midi Rabbanim, it is Milchi. Fine. It'll be awesome Midi Rabbanim. But if you have a male human being has Cholav, so he said, that's not even Basim Chalim Rabbah. So that's why if I reference the steer in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, right? Right. The Pashup Shah goes on a male behema, not on a male human being. Yeah?
Milk from a woman. What's Basar? Can I ask about the Chalim?
Yeah.
Okay, but that's not Basar Chalav there, right? So what's
right.
Why would the Chalav Zachar be any...
Can't be, that's what the Shach argues. It can't be worse than Chalav Isha. Chalav Isha is only Marisayin. It's not even Basar Chalav Midi Rabbanan. So then the Chalav Zachar of a male human being can't be worse than Chalav Isha. Right. So the Gemara must mean the whole din of Chalav Zachar that it's Mutta Minatar and Asa Midi Rabbanan. That only means Chalav Zachar of a Behema. That's right. Right. That's exactly what the Shach says. The cholav of a zachar of a person can be more common than a cholav isha. Yeah.
That's what I was going to ask.
Shkayach? Okay. Yeah. Then we mentioned cholav shchuta. The Gemara said, b'chalei vima v'lo b'cholav shchuta. Cholav shchuta means, I shechted a behema, and after I shechted a behema, you have the udder is full of milk. So if you cook the udder the way it is, I mean, atayra, that doesn't pose a problem. Mid the rabbanon. The Rabbana, Cholav Shchuta makes possible Cholav. That's a whole Mishnah in Perek Cholav Basa. How do you deal with the Kral? What are you supposed to do? If you're interested in eating the Yadis, you have to cook it, you have to cut it and squeeze out all the Cholav, and then once you squeeze out all that can get out, so then they never were Goyzah with the Rabbana. That's a din of Cholav Shchuta. Here on this Cholav Shchuta, Rabbi Kiveger on Yerideya discusses a Shaila. What if you have a Ben Pekua running around? Let's say I shecht a cow And then inside the cow there's a female uber. And then once I shech the cow, so the shechita's chal on the uber. And then the uber jumps out now, and it's running around. And now the uber gives birth to its own, becomes a mother, gives birth to a vlad, and then develops chalav. So that uber that's running around now, that ben pukua that's running, hifis lagavi karka, jumping around, when it has milk, that's called chalav shchuta? I say, what kind of chalav shchuta? It's a live animal, it's jumping around. Rabbi Kivega raises this issue. So in the Sefer, Teferis Yankiv and Chulin, so he raises the issue and he gives his opinion, and then he says, and I saw Hagon Rabbi Kivega has something he doesn't agree. He doesn't think Rabbi Kivega is right. Okay, so that's a diyun. How far do you go with the chalav shchuta? What's considered chalav shchuta is lab davka shchuta. Chalav nevela is also. If the animal dies, if you shoot the animal, so the milk that wasn't removed from the behemoth while it's alive is only its paravan. It's not milchik. Milchik is milchik milk from paravan milk. Paravan milk. The milk is only milchik if you removed it from the animal while the animal was alive. If you removed the milk after the animal died, so that's paravan milk. Okay. Find out we had Gedibla Behemoth Tameya, then we had a Mishnah. Where was that Mishnah? Yeah, that's what we discussed yesterday. Mishnah in the bottom of Kufi Gimel Aman Aleph says that the Din of Basa B'chala only applies if it's Bisar Behemoth Tahara with Chala Behemoth Tahara. If either one or the other, either the Bisar HaBehemoth is Behemoth Tameya or the Chala is Behemoth Tameya, so the Din Basa B'chala Deraisa doesn't apply. It'll be muta bebishul and muta ba'no. It'll only be asa b'achila. Now, as the machleika is the tour and the Beis Yosef, what do you mean it'll be asa b'achila? So the tour says it'll be asa b'achila mitam basa b'chala. Not only is it asa b'achila because it's besar behemet tmeyo, and because I cooked the flesh with chala behemet tmeyo, so it's also because of the chala behemet tmeyo. The tour says in addition to that, it's also an isra basa b'chala. And the Beis Yosef and the Shach follows the Beis Yosef. They say what do you mean that? Nah. Why should they have to introduce an Isar of Behemoth Meir? Why should they have to introduce an Isar of Basa B'chol? If it's also any mitam Behemoth Meir. What's a nafkamina halacha l'maisa? So the Taz writes on that sif. Nafkamina will be, b'negeta chaticha haruil iskabed. The din of chaticha haruil iskabed only applies if the chaticha is an Isar machmasatzma. It's only an Isar machmasabalua shebo, then the balua is not ruil iskabed. So that'll be a shali. You have a steak from a Behemoth Tahira, and I cooked it with cholov of a behemoth tmeya, and now, so that one is dreif, because that's cholov behemoth tmeya. And now it got mixed up, I don't remember which steak is which. So would you say, and they all taste the same, you can't tell by tasting, you can't tell the difference. So would you, and it's a chaticha ruilis kabit, it's a nice steak that you would serve at a fancy dinner, at a wedding. So do you say that the iser to eat is kosher steak that has the treif and milk mixed in? If it's an iser basa b'chalam and rabbanon, so the chaticha of the steak is a chaticha ruil iskab. So then, even though it's only asam and rabbanon, he stay chaticha ruil iskab even on an iser de rabbanon. So then the din would be that it's not batal. That's the gemara on daf kuf amid aleph. The chaticha ruil iskab, the first line it says the berry is not batal, and then 5 lines later it says chaticha ruil iskab is not batal. So there won't be batal. But if you say like the Beis Yosef and the Shach, that they never disagreeing with the Torah, they never introduce an Isar Basa B'chalav even the Rabbanon on Chalav Behemet Tmeya or Bisar Behemet Tmeya, so then it only has an Isar Machmas HaBalua Shebo, because it has the Chalav Behemet Tmeya absorbed into it, and the steak itself is kosher, and it's not considered Chatich Ruil Iskab. So that's Nafkamin HaLoch HaLamais. Okay, good enough. What else does the Gemara say? What else is not milchik? Here's the Gemara Kufi Dal and Aman Aleph. Meisvei. About 10 lines from the top. The Gemara quotes at the Sefta. Hamavashal b'meicholav potter. Meicholav. What is meicholav? Is whey. W-H-E-Y. What is whey? You take milk and you make cheese out of it. So all the curds of the cheese are now separated from the rest. And what's left is called meicholav. So the mecholav is came out like water. What percentage? Who knows chemistry? Who knows what percentage? A very high percentage. I think it's well over 70%, maybe over 80%. It's just plain H2O of the milk. It's just plain water. So once you remove the curds of cheese from the milk, so the milk becomes paravan. It's no longer it's no longer melechit. So that's called mechalav. Here the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rush. The Rush on this Gemara has a chiddush. The Mechaber quotes it la'alocha, that he doesn't think when you just make cheese and the liquid that's left behind, he thinks that that's melechit min haTorah. He thinks that the only time the Brice is said, that's the Tosefta, Perek Ches and Chulin, the only time the Tosefta says the mechalav is paravim min haTorah, and it's only melechit min haRabbanan, that's if after you made cheese, then you made cheese from what was left. The real good cheese is made from the first milk. And then you have left vasadika milk, so you take that vasadika milk, you can make vita cheese from that. If they make the second mahadura shniya of cheese, then you're left with mamish, mei mechalov. That's a term that the Rosh in the Shulchan Aruch invented. The mei mechalov, that's what the Braisa means, not mechalov. The first time you make cheese, he thinks that the water that's left behind has enough, has certain particles, has a little percentage of curd left. He thinks that's still milchig min haTorah. But if they make cheese the second time around, what's left is mamish vasadik, so that's paravim min haTorah, that's only milchig min haRabbanan. So that's way. And Shulchan Aruch says, the Rambam writes, that way is milchig min haRabbanan. There are those who don't know Yerideh. A lot of people don't know Yerideh, but there are rabbis who don't know Yerideh. So remember, there was a Shaila a couple of years ago. There was a certain Beis Yankiv where they were having a Malava Malka. So they didn't want to spend money to have a caterer to cook all the fleshic stuff in the Malava Malka. So they told each girl she should cook a couple of chickens at home. So they all fried chickens at home, and they were supposed to fry it in parva margarine. So one of the girls made a mistake. She fried it in margarine that had whey. Whey is milchit. She didn't realize. So then when she found out, so it was a shayla, basa mecholov. So this rabbi had a bug in his head, that mecholov, that the way, is only asa lechatchila. But yeah, but it doesn't make the flesh tray. So it's against you every day. So I remember the rabbi, and some of you may have been watching, the rabbi once walked into my classroom right before mincha. So he said to me, Harish, you like to look in Achreinim. Where does it say this? That the way is only asa lechatchila, doesn't make it asa b'di'evit. So I said, I don't think it says that in Achronim. So he said, no, he's sure that that's the thing. He just wants to, you know, help him to get the marmakams. And the Ramon, Simon Peizan, says the fair, said it's asa b'di'evit. Not just asa lechatchila. He says it's asa b'di'evit. Min haTorah it's parve, and min haRabbanan it's melechik. Mei cholov, yeah. And so we say mei cholov, the way. See, by us, sometimes the way is treif. We'll see. Let's first see the Gemara. Let's see. Huh?
Would that be buckle if you're frying it a little bit of margarine in the chickens?
It could be. You even have shishim already in the margarine. And even if you don't have shishim in the margarine, it could be you have close to shishim, so by the time you cook it with the chicken, it could be that you will have the shishim. Okay? So you got to calculate. Sometimes you will have shishim.
The Rosh himself holds that mechalav would be asur midoraisa?
Yes.
And the Ramah is being chalak on that?
No. That's the Mechaber quotes that Rosh. Mechalav is milchik min haTorah. When the Gemara says mechalav in the Tosefta, it really means what we call mechalav. After you used up, you made cheese a second time. Not only the first cheese, with the water that's left after making cheese, there's still a little bit of curd left. So if you made cheese again, you removed all the curds. So then the mechalav. So then that's what we call today whey. So that mechalav. The Brisa says, "Hamavashav lemechal of potter." There's not milchik ben atayra, but the Rama says it does make basam bechalav. Midi rabbanon, it's also bachila. Midi rabbanon, it's not just also lachatchila to cook it, but the evidit also asas midi rabbanon. So the Gemara quotes this Tosefta. They quote the first line in the Tosefta has nothing to do with what we learned before. The next line is what's relevant. Dam shebish lebechal of potter. Dam shebishla b'cholov pata, because dam is not b'chol bosa. Then what does it say? Vaito hatzomus vagin lachanaim atlam shebishla b'cholov pata. That's not bosa. Bones or karnaim, klofim, horns or hoofs. That's not bosa. So it's not bosa b'cholov. Shach writes in Yeridea that the loshen pata sounds like pata avalosa. It's one line shach on this sif. A lot of these things that they're not bosa b'cholov, they're raised, but midi rabbanan it's also pata avalosa. That's what they're quoting. They're quoting the last line. That it is basa b'cholav. That you do say yisr chal al yisr. So it does not contradict what we said before. We quoted on the last five lines on the daf kuf yud gimel amud beis. There was hamavashal chalav b'chelav. So we thought there was a machalik Rabbami Rabbasi, Chadam Aloike, Chadam Aloike. The Gemara said, maybe Mara Machada, Mara Machada, Wallah Pligi, maybe there is no machalik. Maybe on the Bishul, they all agree that you like an Achila, you're not like it because any Sechalalisa. So how can you say that any Sechalalisa? Here it says, Hatpigal Manos, Vatam Shabishul Mecholov, Chayev, that it sounds like Yisa, is Chalalisa. Gemara says, Vaismadach, it's a machalik of Satanai, whether Yisa Chalalisa or any Sechalalisa. So you have another Tana. Shouldn't get so excited. Another time, another Amma, I mean, also Machlaikas. And we paskin that any Sechal Alisa, except for Issa Basach and Issa Moisev, Issa Kerl. But just Derech Agav, they quoted, the Gemara quoted this Tosefta, they were interested in the last line. About the Pigal Noisev Atomei, Shabishlam Becholov, Chayev, that he said Issa Chal Alisa. So the Gemara said, okay. So there's a Tana who holds Issa Chal Alisa. But Derech Agav, the Gemara says, what about that first line in the Braisa? It says in that Tosefta Achidish, Amavashal b'mecholah pater, that the way is part of him in Atar, it's only milchik midrabanan. So the Gemara says, this Braisa, Messiah le Reish Lakish, this supports Reish Lakish. This now we have a Mishnah in Machshirin. What's in Machshirin? In Machshirin it says there's a difference between Oichlam and Mashkim. In the whole wide world, there are only four categories of things that are Mekabal Tum, or the Mekalim, Oichlam, and Mashkim. So the Oichlam and Mashkim are both Mekabal Tuma, but different. It has to be Michael Odom, and Michael Behem is not Mekabal Tuma. It has to be Royal Achilas Odom. And Mashke means Mashke of an Odom, not of a Behem. So the din is that Oichel is only Mekabal Tuma if it has Hechsher. If you rinsed off the Oichel before the dead Sheretz touches it. And Mashke are Alulim Mekabal Tuma. Mashke are so susceptible to Kabbalah's Tuma, even without Hechsher, they're also Mekabal Tuma. So the Mishnah lists off which are the Zion Mashkim. Which are the seven official mashkim that if he rinses off the apple, he rinses off the piece of flesh, with these mashkim, so this Michael will now be mekabel tumah. So one of the Zayin mashkim, the Rashi Tev is Yad Shach Adam. Shulchan Aruch they quote, Yad Shach Adam. Where did they quote it in Shulchan Aruch? Dabi Shetivulah B'mashkes. And Shulchan Aruch they list off which are the Zayin mashkim that are makshel mekabel tumah. That's right. So one of the seven is Cholov. So the Mishnah says, what about Mei Cholov? But if you took the milk and you made cheese out of it, and then the Rosh says you made more cheese out of what's left, mamash, you have no curd left whatsoever. You have meimei cholov, what we call meimei cholov. So it says harei henka cholov. It has the status of cholov that it is machshel lekabel tumah. It is machshel lekabel tumah. V'hamoyel harei hu kishemen. When you squeeze out the olives and you get olive oil, not only what you squeeze out is considered shemen zayis, even the moyel that oozes out by itself. The moil is the mashka that oozes out by itself also has the status of shemen. Now even though it's not 100% shemen, has the din of shemen, even though the mei mecholav is not 100% milk, has the status of milk. The Reish Lakish made a comment on that Mishnah Machshirin, on Reish Lakish, lo shana vela lahachshir es hazroim, that mei mecholav has the status of cholav, that it belongs to the category of the zayin mashkin, because there are another six mashkin. Another six mashkins. Even though this is not 100%, this is part of the milk. The mei mecholav is part of the milk, but it's still a mashke. It's the loy gar from the other six mashkin. Avlinya bishul basa b'cholav mecholav ain't a kecholav. So the Gemara says originally Reish Lakish made a comment on his own, and then we just discovered that Tosefta the Reish Lakish was not aware of that. It says beferish what he said. The mei mecholav is part of the minhag. It's only milchig midirabbanan. Yeah, that's the shaila. What kind of a din is that? What kind of din is that? Why is it that it's parvim in Atar? So there's one opinion in Achrayim, I think. I don't think it's in Rishonim. That cheese is only milchig midirabonim. Hatamaisa. Cheese is only milchig midirabonim. It's only milchig midatar is when you have the water with the curds together. Once you separate them, and all you have are the curds. Or over here, all you have is the water. So that's not cholov. Cholov is only when you have both together. That's not at all the accepted opinion. We absolutely assume in Yeridaya that cheese is milchig min haTorah. It's not milchig min haRabbanan. Yeah, so Pashup Shat in the Mishnah says that cheese is milchig min haTorah. So what kind of a din is it over here? No, the curds, that's the milchig part. The water, the vasadikat part, is really parava. When the milk is all together, so it's all milk. Okay, but once you separate the liquidy part, the H2O, from the curds, so then the H2O becomes parva. That's where the Darkei Tshuva has an entertaining kasha. Darkei Tshuva has a kasha like this. What if I cooked meat with milk? What's the percentage of all of the milk that's watery? I think it's for sure over 70%. I think it's over 80%. I think it's something like 83% or something. You have to find out from some professor here in chemistry. I'm sure that it's a double yadua. Let's say it's 80% of it is vasadik, is all water. So if you cook, so the 20% is milchik ben hatorah, 80% is only milchik ben rabbanan. So what if I cooked meat with milk? I'm not sure if I have shishim against all the milk, but I know for sure that I have shishim against the 20% of the milk. So would you say, on the level of their ice, it's a dead giveaway? I know for sure I have shishim. I'm not sure if I have shishim against the whole 100%, but that the remaining 80% is only milchik medirabbanan. So maybe I should consider that suffik derabbanan laku. So the Daki Chiva quotes from his achrayim that's a mistake. That calls man, the curds are together with the water, so the whole thing is milk. When it comes out from the cow, the whole thing is milk. And you have to have shishim against all of the milk. After you'll separate the milk, the water, from the curds, so then the water becomes parva. Because man, it's naturally all together, then the whole thing is considered milk, and you need shishim and atoira, can egg it all of it. Lach belach min b'mina min m'shena min. If you have min b'mina,
what's the mechala in the milk called? Is that called min b'mina or m'shena min?
I think it's min m'shena min. The water is mamish water. It's watery, and then the curds are cheesy.
So midaraisa, you need rover shishim
to be mevatel the curds in the milk.
If you want to say like.
There's a famous Mardukhai where the Mardukhai says that if something is naturally, something grows naturally like that, so there's no din a bittle. Even if you have shishim, it won't be bottle. There's a Gemara in Yevamos that he says that things that come naturally from the body like that can't be bottle of shishim. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank has a tshuva. He discusses have a salami hanging. I'm cooking milk on the bottom, and the milk is evaporating. And when the milk evaporates, only the H2O evaporates. The curds remain behind. I think that's a fact. So the water that evaporates, plain H2O, that's parva. No, minatora. It's parva minatora. It's only milchik medirabbanan. The meimei cholov is only milchik medirabbanan. So let's say I have a salami hanging on top that doesn't have a wrapper on it. And the steam is hitting the salami. The steam from the evaporation from the milk on the bottom is hitting the salami, so it'll make the salami a basa b'cholov. If the steam is yatzal lettuce, but if the steam is not yatzal lettuce, so then it's considered tzainin. So it doesn't make the salami treif. So what if I'm not sure whether the steam was yatzal lettuce or not yatzal lettuce? I was cooking some milk, and the milk evaporated. And the thing that evaporates is only the water. So the water is the only milchig midirabbanan. That's mamish the name mechola. That's only going to...
Yes. Why should it yes mechola? It's evaporated water. Water itself would make it.
No, that says in Shulchan Aruch. If you're cooking milk on the bottom and you have flesh on top, and it's clear that the steam is hitting the flesh on top, so it makes the flesh treif. If you know that it was yatzal lettuce when it hit the flesh. If it was not yatzal lettuce, it's tzainin. So you have to wipe it off. You have to wipe off all of the bien on the bottom of the piece of flesh. So Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank has a din. What if you're not sure whether it was yatzal lettuce or not? So maybe I should say that since the water evaporated, so it's only mei mecholav. So mei mecholav is only the rabbanon. So the worst it could be is going to be basu mecholav the rabbanon. It's not going to be basu mecholav the raisa. And it's a suffix the rabbanon lekul. I'm not sure if it was yatzal lettuce. I don't know how hot the steam was. The steam, depending how close it is to the pot of milk, if you hold your hand right above the pot of milk, the steam is going to be yatzal lettuce. The higher up it goes, so the cooler it becomes. So you have the salami on top. You don't know whether it was yatzal lettuce. That's why Pesach Frank thinks that the milk only becomes, the steam only becomes parvim in HaTorah after it's completely separated from the milk. He says, since I'm cooking the milk on the bottom and the steam is going up, he thinks that that's still mechuber to the milk, and calls man it's still mechuber, it's milchik men ha-toyra. He doesn't think that that's possible chalad rabbanon. Interesting? Okay. When you have the original milk, like the Darkei Tshuva wrote, he quoted Achronim, when you have the original milk, let's say 80% of all milk is just plain old H2O water, you don't say that only 20% of it is milchik ben atayin, the 80% is only milchik ben rabban. Calls man the milk is together, the curds with the water together, then the whole thing is cholav ben atayin, you need shishim kekeneged the whole thing ben atayin. You don't just need shishim ben atayin kenegad the 20%. And shishim midrabbanan can negate the 80%. Calls man it's all together, it's still milk. So when does it become, when does it begin to become parve? When does the whey begin to become parve? After it's separated already from the curds. So dos heis, when I made cheese. Then I made a second batch of cheese from the whey cheese, from the whey that was left. And now I have no more curds, I removed all the curds, made all the cheese. So now what's left behind is the mei mecholav has already been separated from the curds. So then that becomes parve min ha-toyra. But he says, when the milk is cooking in a pot on the bottom and the steam comes up, so he says that steam is still connected with the milk on the bottom. So he thinks that that's still milchik min ha-toyra. Just like calls man that it's all together. All of the milk is milchik min ha-toyra. So he says, he doesn't consider this yet separate. Calls man is still together, so the whole thing is milchik min ha-toyra. You have such a dim in a get to dam. There's a Gemara earlier. The Gemara says earlier,
maybe that's mechalav or mei mechalav. You have milk cooking and the gas is coming up.
That's mei mechalav, because the water that evaporates, I think, is purely H2O. That's mamish. The whole difference between mechalav and mei mechalav is that the mechalav still has a little bit, a low percentage of curds in it. The milk has a 15% of curds, I don't know, 13%, whatever it happens to be. And then when you make cheese out of it, so the first batch of cheese, and so now you'll only have 1% of curds. You have a 0.5% of curds. So the Rosh thinks that Kolzman, you still have some percentage of curds left in the milk, that's milchik min ha-toyra. Mecholav is milchik min ha-toyra. And he invents a new term, mecholav, that's what the Tanoim are talking about. When Imamish removed all the curds, so then it becomes parav min ha-toyra, and it's only milchik min ha-rabbanon. So that's what Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank says, when you evaporate it, so it's absolutely, you've removed all of the curds, but he thinks that it's still mechuber. So he thinks that since the milk is on the bottom, and this is the steam that's coming up, he thinks that since it's still mechuber, it didn't yet become parav min ha-toyra. He thinks that that's still milchik min ha-toyra, and if you have a suffix, if it was yatzaled, that would be treated like a suffix deraisa l'chumer.
If you say now, like Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, then what is the halacha of Shulchan Aruch
Chaim? If you know bavadai, Shulchan Aruch says if you cook milk on the bottom and you know you have flesh on top, and you know that it was the steam was yatzaled, but it bumped into the flesh, it was so close that if you put your hand there, you'll realize that the steam is yatzalad is there. Not a suffix, if it's a vadai. So then it makes straight.
What's the difference with mei mechalav? What's the difference whether it's
But if it's not yatzalad, it's in Shulchan Aruch. If the steam is not yatzalad when it hits the flesh, it doesn't make a treif. It just it will have accumulated on the surface. You have to rinse it off. You have to wash off the piece of flesh to get off all of the accumulated steam there. So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank is talking about a case where it's a suffix. The salami was so high that we're not sure whether the steam that hit it, the time that it hit it, was yatzoletis or was not yatzoletis. Yeah, we have such a similar din regarding dam. Blood has plasma. You have the blood, you have the red blood corpuscles, and you have the plasma. What's the percentage? I don't know. What?
90% is water.
Is water. 90%, let's say, is water, plasma, and 10%, let's make believe, is red. So let's say you'll separate the red blood corpuscles from the plasma. So the Gemara says you'll drink the plasma, you'll drink the water, so there's no chorus. The Issa chorus for eating dam is only on the red part. So let's say a person drinks dam. So how much does he have to drink? He has to drink 10 kezaisim. The Rambam says kezai is dam. Rashi and the Rambam say kezai, it's not revius. Some say revius, and Rashi and the Rambam say kezai is dam. So how much dam do you have to drink? You have to drink 10 kezaisim of dam in order that you know that you swallowed one kezais of the red part? Because only 10% of all the dam is red, and the 90% is plasma. So the Rambam writes in Hilchas Macholos Asuras, he starts off a perek like that. When he's talking about the dam, So he writes, Ho'echel kazayis dam is loike. So the Ragat Shove writes in his Sefer al Rambam on that, at the beginning of Perek Zayin. No, with the glass. That the glasses is the wrong pair. Yeah. The Rambam starts off a Perek here, Perek Vav. Ochek Zayis men Adam and Mezid Chayv Koris. So in the Sefer Tzoftnas Panech al Rambam, written by the Rav Shavi, a whole essay on this line in the Rambam. So he said, that's what the Rambam is telling you. You don't have to eat 10 kazaisin. You don't say only the 10% of the dam, that's the red part, is considered dam, 90% is not dam. The Gemara in Chulin says, if you separated it, just like by the Cholof, if you separated the curds from the whey, then the whey becomes part of it. So once you'll separate the red particles of the blood from the plasma, then the plasma becomes ois dam. Minatur. Mistam and midirabon, and it will be dam. Just like by the mei cholov. It started off in the Torah, the whole thing was milchi. So after you remove all the curds, so the whey becomes part of it, minatur, but we treat it milchi midirabon, because it originally was milk. The mistam over here also, the pashtus is. Once you remove all the blood from the plasma, so the plasma minatur is no longer dam. Midirabon, mistam has an isa dam. Yeah, where's that Gemara? That's early on Chulin. But the Gemara says that when you remove all of the Gemara talks about leaving the dam. In the days of the Gemara, they didn't know how to separate. Now we have a system. How'd they know in the days of the Gemara to separate the red from the plasma? So the Gemara says, just leave it in the sun. The Gemara says, if you leave a little bit of blood in the sun, so it'll separate by itself. So the Gemara says, once it separates, so there's only chorus on the red part. On the white part, there isn't going to be any chorus. He said, one chacham once had a suggestion. The Gemara says that if you cause bleeding in an animal, that's a malacha deraisa. Chovel. Chovel on Shabbos is a malacha deraisa. The question is, which malacha is it? So the different opinions in the Rishonim. So Taisus quotes a Yush. Taisus says a Chiddush, and the Achrayim quotes a Yushami like that. The Chovel is a malacha of Netilis Neshama, of Shochet. Shochet is Netilis Neshama. Why in Tilis Neshama, the animal is still alive? So Taisus has the Melitza, Malikot Lekula, Malikot Lepala. That's an expression. The Gemara has that in Meruba with respect to Ganav Sheshochat, Yischayev Dal Vehei. That has nothing to do with this. But the Gemara neither has such an expression exactly when you get to Dam. Dam Shanashama Yotzebo and Dam Chavola. So the Gemara says Dam Chavola, Dam Mako is also Machshele Kabal Tumah, because Malikot Lekula, Malikot Lepala. That's the Loshon HaGemara. So Tosfos says, and that's what the Yerushalmi says like that also, that one who does chavol in an animal is malikot lukol, malikot lepalga, so it's considered until it's nisham. So the question is, what if in a hospital, this chiddush was suggested by a doctor. So he was trying to figure out a kula. So he wanted to make it that taking blood, you want to take a blood sample on Shabbos, that should not be an isa derabbana, and maybe there'll be room to be mekel on something. That's the first step. And next step is, therefore, there's room to negotiate. So why should only be the Rabbanon? Because when they take the blood, they're not interested in the red parts. They want to test the plasma. They're testing for something else. So maybe then the Tilis Neshama is only on the red part. And the red part is a Malach HaShem Tzvich HaLegufa. I don't need the red part. If you're taking out blood from someone because you need the red part, then it's going to be a Malach HaTzvich HaLegufa. But if you're taking out blood, you only need the plasma. You want to test something else other than the red part. So that's not considered dam, and you can't apply malikot lukum, malikot lepalga. So I thought that it was not correct. I thought that the only time the Gemara says, like the Ragat Shava said over here, the only time the Gemara says that once you separate the plasma from the red part, so the plasma is no longer dam in Atar, it's only dam in the Rabbanon, that's after you separate it. Like the Mei Mecholov, after you'll separate it, then it's parvim in Atar, melchik in the Rabbanon. Kozman, you didn't separate it yet, so then the Pashtus says that it's still... that it's still dam in Atara. The whole thing together is dam in Atara. Where's that Gemara? I don't remember. So Gemara in Amid Beis, that if you leave the blood in the sun and the white is going to separate. Okay. Gotta take a look where it is. Here there's a famous rush. On this Gemara, there are two famous rushes. On this Gemara, Kuf, where are we? Kuf, Yudalad, Amid Aleph. Gemara is being mevar. What's called Bosan? What's called Cholov? So the gidim are not basa. At some is kanaim klofim. This is not basa minatur. It's only it's basa b'cholam in the rabbanim, but minatur it's not basa. And the same thing by we saw the Rambam by Nevelis and Treifus. If someone eats Bissar Nevela Yaloika, if you eat Gidim Atzomas Kanaim Atlofim from a Nevela Treifa, from a Behemet Meya, it's not Basa, so there's no Isa Derais, it's only an Isa Derabbanim. Yeah. So we were discussing what's Basa and what's Cholav. Fine, so what's Cholav? So the Braisa says that Mei Cholav, the Rosh says, Mei Cholav is Parvim and Atar, it's only Milchig Medirabbanim. So now the Rosh has a Machloikis. The Ramban and the Rabbeinu Simcha, the Rosh on this Gemara. In a regular Gemara, it's on page 392. I don't know in the new editions. I don't know. It's Siman Nun Aleph in the Rosh. It's the last page in Perikol Abasa in the Rosh. Siman Nun Aleph. So he quotes Ramban Zal Hoya Osa Bachilo. The Ramban, in the Rosh it says the Rambam, so he writes on the bottom, it's a misprint, it should say Ramban. So the Ramban says, there is a Gemara M'chores Davov on the base, but the Gemara raises the question, why are you permitted to drink any milk from a kosher cow? Milk from a pig is also because Yotzim and Osim is also. And the Gemara says in Perikei Treifus, it's lined up in the Pasuk Basayana. Asayana doesn't refer to the female ostrich, it refers to the Beitzas Oiftomi. So just like Beitzas Oiftomi is a Yotzim and Hasa Rezasa, so too Cholav Be'emet Meya, a Cholav Trefa is a Yotzim and Hasa Rezasa. So the Gemara raises the question, how can you drink even milk from a kosher animal? The Gemara has a rule, Be'emet B'chaya B'cheska Sisera Medes. An animal, while it's Kozman, you didn't shecht it yet, the animal while it's walking around is Asa. So if you have a Sufik, if you shechted the animal, you have a suffix whether you did the shechita properly or not. So the Gemara says, Yishtalav chazokeh, so you assume that until now for sure it was also, so you assume it's still also. Where's that Gemara? Behemah b'chayeh, b'cheskas isar emeres. Daf tesam and aleph? Okay, we'll try tesam and aleph. That is correct. Here, 20 lines from the bottom. Amar avuna, behemah b'chayeh, b'cheskas isar emeres. And it says on the side, that on the right-hand margin, it says in the Masoras HaShas, the same member is quoted in Beitza Daf Chafei Mar Aleph. What do you gain from Beitza Daf Chafei? It says it over here. No, because the Tosis in Beitza Daf Chafei. The printer left it out over here. Mr. Bamberg, who was the printer? Mr. Bamberg had a Jew decide which Tosis are going to be Zoicha to be printed over here and which not. So he didn't fit on Tesla Manam, so he threw out that Tesis. But he was nice enough, the printer was nice enough to leave it in on Beitza Daf Chafei Manam. The Tesis quotes Rashi and they disagree with Rashi. Rabuna says, Behemah b'chaya b'ches k'sisar emeres. If you have a sotik, wait, did the shechita properly, so yishtal al-chazokeh, and the behemah is vadayosa. The Rashi says, what's the ches k'sisar? The Rashi says, a live animal is an eva menachai. Tosis disagrees with Rashi. A live animal is not an Eiv Menachai. If you break off a leg from a live animal, then the leg becomes an Eiv Menachai. But while the animal is walking, all the organs are joined together. You didn't yank anything off. So that's a machlokes Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish in the last daf in Gid Anoshe in this Masechta. Whether you say Behemah b'chayeh loivar memedes, Behemah b'chayeh lav loivar memedes. A live animal, do you say it's, as it stands, it's an Eiv Menachai? But you say no. It only becomes an Eiv Menachai if and when you yank it off. Where's that? The last daf in Gid Anoshe. Marsav the Beim Chayel Levorim Menes. Marsav the Beim Chayel Lav Levorim Menes. Kuf Gimel Amid Aleph. The Perek of Gid Anoshe ends on Kuf Gimel Amid Beis. So that's the last Amid Aleph in Gid Anoshe is a Machlekes Rav Yechonam Eish Lokesh. Gemara has a rule, whenever there's a machlek Rabbi Yechanan Mishlokesh, we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, with only three exceptions to the rule. This is not one of the three exceptions to the rule, so the din is like Rabbi Yechanan. So Rabbi Yechanan holds Behemah b'chayeh, lav leivarim emedes. So Tosis says, so Rashi is sholeik halacha. The Rashi on that Gemara, what do you say? On Tesam and Aleph, that's what Tosis is masik on Rashi. We don't have the Tosis here. So we have the Tosis, the printer was nice enough to leave the Tosis in. On Beitza Daf Chav Hem and Aleph, and the same Tosis appears in Shavuos also Daf Chav Dalet. It's in the Mar Mekaymus. Same Tosis appears there also. The Rashi says Behemah b'chayeh is an Iser. Iser is Eiv Menachai. And Tyson says it's not correct. We pass and there is no such Yisr. So what is the Yisr? Ein azvucha. That it says in the Chumash, v'zavachta ve'achalto, it says in Parshas Re'eh, when you'll come to Eretz Yisrael and you'll be interested in eating fleshiks in the Midbar it seems as if when they would be interested in eating fleshiks, this din didn't apply. When you'll come to Eretz Yisrael, you'll be interested in eating fleshiks, v'zavachta kasher tzivisicha. And what was different in the Midbar? They didn't have teshech. They were allowed to eat nevelas. So that's a whole machlokes hatanoim. What was different in the Midbar? That's on Tezayin Amud Beis, going over to Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. What was different? Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, what changed? But something changed. That's beferish. In the Midbar, the din, some din or another didn't apply. And after they'll cross over the Yarden, then the din is, if they're interested in the inflation, was avachta kasher tzivisicha. So the Tosis says, Tosis in Beitza Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, and the Tosis in Shavuos Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph. So Tosis says that the mashmos of the pasuk is you're only allowed to eat flesh. Mizavachta kasher tzivisicha. Min azavuach atoich, the atoich meishen azavuach. So if you eat flesh that wasn't geshochten, it'll be an iser esse of ein azavuach. It'll be an iser nevela also. If you didn't shecht it, it'll be an iser nevela. Lois esse, but in addition to the lois esse, it'll be an iser esse. Kolzman the animal is walking around. It's not called an iser nevela. Kolzman the animal is walking around. So Tosis says beheima b'chayah. The ches kasisa emetis. What ches kasisa? What isa does it have? So whereas Rashi learns, Rashi always says the ches kasisa edman achai. Tosis rejects it because we should pass like Rabbi Yechon and behemah b'chayah lavlei v'armenis. The Tosis says the isa is the isa esse of shein ezbucha. Why doesn't Rashi say like Tosis? A much nicer pshat. Rashi is shaloi kalocha the way Rashi says. Very shver. And then Rashi is also Tosis has another one kasha Tosis has is. That we should pass on like Rabbi Yechon and Behemah b'chayah lablai v'amenes. Then they have another kasha. If you have an animal and you have a suffix, if you shechted it properly or not, so now for sure it's not an eid menachai. Now it's dead. Even if you hold like Rish Lakish, Behemah b'chayah lablai v'amenes, a live animal that's walking around, as it's walking around, has the status of eid menachai, that's only while it's walking around. But if it dies a natural death, for sure it's not an eid menachai. Now, and I have a suffix if I shechted it properly. So now for sure it's not Eid Menachai. The only suffix is, did it become an avail or not? So Rashi says, Machzikim Yisr Yisr. While the animal was alive, it had an Yisr, Eid Menachai, and now I'm stupid whether it become an avail or did it become an avail, did it become a shchuto? So since until I did the shchita, had an Yisr, Eid Menachai, so the animal is usr, yeah, but it's usr for reason A. Now I'm stupid. Reason A for sure is gone. Now for sure it's not an Eid Menachai. Now it's dead. No more Eid Menachai. The only suffix, if you yank off a limb from a live animal, that will remain an Eid Machai, the Yerlam Void. That will be an Eid Machai even after the animal dies. But once you shech the animal and the animal is dead, for sure it's not Eid Machai. So Rashi has to come on to a Gebaldi Yechidish, the Machzikim Yisr Le'Yisr. So Tosis says they never heard of such a thing. Tosis thinks that it's not correct. Ein Machzikim Yisr Le'Yisr. And the Rashba writes on Daf Tesmanah, apparently Rashi thinks that Machzikim Yisr Le'Yisr. And it gets involved. Tosis quotes a Sugya Yevamos, Daf Lamed Aleph. Is it true? Yes, machzikim yisalisa. Hey, machzikim yisalisa. The Gemara talks, a woman is married, so she's b'cheska seishis ish. She has no children, and now the shayla, we're not sure if she had children or not, and now the husband died, and we're not sure whether she's skuka liyavim or not. So you say she was b'cheska isal ashuk because of eishis ish? Now the husband died, now for sure she's not an eishis ish. So they say, machzikim yisalisa? Because while the husband was alive, there was an Isa Reishis Ish. And now there's a suffix, maybe she's a Yivam al-Ashuk, so you shtel af-Chazoke from one Isa to a different Isa, but you say, hey, machzik me Isa le-Isa. So Tosis thinks that the Gemara in Yivam seems to contradict Rashi Shita. Rashi seems to hold machzik me Isa le-Isa. Tosis is not happy with Rashi. So Tosis Pshat is easier. Tosis Pshat is easier. Be'ema b'chaya b'ches kasisa b'ches kasisa rein ezbucha. Why doesn't Rashi say the same as Tosis? So the Pashtus is, Tosis has another opinion there in Beitza Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph and the Shavuos Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph. Tosis has the other Bala Tosis, the Rifor, says, there ain't no such Yisr Esei. There is no such Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Zavachta Kasher Tzivisicha. If you shech, it won't be an Isa Nevela. If you don't shech, it's going to drop dead, it'll be an Isa Nevela. But where does it say that there's an Isa Ein Azvucha? The Torah just says, Zavachta Kasher Tzivisicha. If you want to be Misakein, If you want to make sure that what the flesh that you're going to eat is not going to be an avela, so make sure that you shecht it. But where did they see a mashmoes? Every time the pasuk tells you what to do, it means, let's say you have to put on tefillin. So the mashmos is, if you don't put on tefillin, you're over an iser esei. It's not an iser esei. He didn't fulfill a mitzvah tefillin. That's a bitla mitzvah. That's a bitla esei. It's not an iser esei. You have to have a feel. Sometimes the pasuk just telling you a mitzvah esei. Sometimes the pasuk is implying an iser esei. So that's 2 days in Tosis. So the pashtus is that Rashi didn't say like Tosis, even though Tosis pshat is neat and clean and easier than Rashi. Rashi pshat you get sticky, you get involved. Rashi apparently didn't agree with Tosis. Rashi holds that the behemah b'chayeha, there is no such iser as zayin as vucham. I'll call upon him. That's a machlekes. But however you read the Gemara, that's what it says on Tosan Amar. Omer apunim behemah b'chayeha. The cheska sisar emetis, a live animal has some kind of an iser attached to it. Either the iser evan achai, Rashi claims, or the iser, according to the Balei HaTosfos, the alternate pshat is an iser of enes vucha, an iser esei of enes vucha. So now the Gemara Mcharis, the Avav and Veis, raises the question. You're not allowed to eat the beitz asoif tomei bas hayana, because yetzim and aser is aser. You're not allowed to drink the milk that comes from an elephant or the milk that comes from a pig. So how can you drink the milk that comes from a kosher cow? Even a kosher cow is not kosher until you shecht it. Kol zman you didn't shecht it, it's asa. So all the milk in the world should be asa because of yotzim and asa. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answers, no, there's a beferish pasuk in Chumash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu praises Eretz Yisrael that it's Eretz Avos Chol HaVedvash. If the land flowing with milk and honey, if the milk would betray, so the Rabbanu Shalom wouldn't advertise that the greatness of Eretz Yisrael is that they have chazerim there, that they have non-kosher stuff. So obviously the milk is kosher. You see from the pasuk that milk is kosher. So comes the Ramban and he said that zeres hakosav that milk is kosher. That's only a milk. What if you have a part of the milk? If you took milk and you took out all the curds and then you took the whey and you removed and you made whey cheese and what you have left is mamish vasadik sheba vasadik. It's mei mei cholov. The Rosh calls it mei mei cholov. The mei mei cholov is parabis, so it's not milk. So he says it's not milk. So if it's not milk, it's not included in the heta. So that's what the Rosh quotes. The Ramban holds that mei mei cholov is also the drink. So the Mechaber quotes yesh omer. There is such an opinion. And then the Rosh says, but the Rabbeinu Simcha disagrees. Rabbeinu Simcha Baal HaTosfos disagrees. The dafkalin yibasa b'cholov ein achash b'chol. The krokom b'chalei b'mok k'mosh yotzim en heim uriv emoichol. That's the Russian Simon Nunala. I will call Shar Mili, but with respect to all other intents and purposes, Havi Bechalal Cholav, it is considered Cholav. Yeah. And he brings the Raya because of the Mishnah and Machshirin that the Gemara quoted over here. That's where Rish Lakish made his whole comment. That's how we entered over here. And Kufi Dalad and Manalev, the Gemara quoted the Mishnah from Machshirin that the resigned Mashkim that Amachshir and Kabotum Yad Shochadam, the one of them is Cholav. So the cholov is only kolzman that it's all together. What about mei mei cholov? So the Mishnah says mei mei cholov is machshir lekabel tumah. Has a din of cholov. The Rish Lakish says only has a din of cholov benegetu that it's considered one of the zayin mashkim. But it does not have a din of cholov benegetu basim cholov. So you see the favorish that the din of mei mei cholov is not a cholov. It's only a local din in hilchos basim cholov. It doesn't apply in cholov terkulam. Whenever there's any other din that depends on cholov, so mei mei cholov is din of cholov. Only a din in hilchos basim cholov. That's what the Rabbeinu Simcha says. That's what the Rabbeinu Simcha says. You look in the Rambam, you get the impression that the Rambam, the Rama and Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rabbeinu Simcha. He says the minig is lahakim. You don't even have to look in Shulchan Aruch. When you learn Chulin, you have to look in Shulchan Aruch. All you have to do is look in the Rosh. Then on the bottom of the page, the Tosfos Yontif quotes every single shita that's worth knowing from Yeridei. He quotes everything, the Shachan, the Taz, Beis, anything that's important. He quotes either the Madani Yontif or the Dibre Hamunis. It's both by the author of the Taz Yontif. He quotes everything. He quotes the whole story here. He quotes everything. So he quotes, the Ramah says in Yeridaya that the Minig is like the Rabbeinu Simcha. Sure? Okay. You check it up, the Ramah indeed says the Din is like the Rabbeinu Simcha. When you look at the Rambam seems to hold like the Rabbeinu Simcha V'lav Mi Tameh. The Rambam in Perig Beis in Hilchas Macholas Asuris starts telling you how do you determine whether any given animal is kosher or not kosher. So it says in the Chumash it has to be Malager Mafis Parsa. Okay, so what if you have a human being, he's not Malager, he's not Mafis Parsa, but he's not an animal. So what's the story with human flesh? Cannibalism. So So if you have a dead Yisrael mace is also bahano. Mace is also bahano. That's the din. Vatam shamei vatikav sham. The Gemara has a gezeira shav sham sham egla rufa, just like egla rufa. Says v'yor fishamas egla banachal, just like egla rufa is also bahano. So to a mace is also bahano. It says vatam shamei vatikav sham. Shaila whether that's their Raisa, the Rabban, the Mishlam Melech writes in Hilchas Ovel, he's not sure. Maybe that whole Xereshove, Sham Sham Egla Ruf, maybe the whole thing is only an Asmachta. But Mishlam Melech quotes that Tosis took it seriously. Tosis understood that a Mace is Asamano is a Diminator. So that's what we usually assume. Mace Asamano is a Diminator. Or a Mace is two opinions in Tosis and two different Masichtas. Moshe Feinstein has Shuvas, he says there's room to be Mekel to treat that's Ora Meis and only Osa Banon Midir Abonon, so therefore there's room to be Mekel a little bit on Ora Meis. But Besara Meis, we assume, Besara Meis Osa Banon Midir Torah, like the Tosis wrote. So if you have a dead body, a Yisrael, so Meis is Osa Banon, so forget about eating it. What if you have Meisei Akum? So Midir Torah, we assume that Meisei Akum Amuta Banon. There are Gemaras like that. Yeridea, at the end of Yeridea, they have Hilchas Avelis, Hilchas Kvura. So they say there, the Mechab and the Ramah both say that may say Akam Aros Abano. So the Achrayim said that's only a chumrah that the Rishonim invented. In the days of the Gemara, it's Beferish. All the Tanoim and Amaroim, the Bavli with the Rishalmi is Beferish Arai is that may say Akam Amut Abano. And it's a chumrah that the Rishonim quotes. And Shuvah Sarashbo came up with this. So we're Machma with a chumrah, the Torah's chumrah. That's the Shalom when you go to medical school. When you go to medical school, so you study anatomy by using a dead body. So the Pasuk will say you're not allowed to use a Jewish dead body for three reasons. Number one, a mace is also b'hanor. So you're getting hanor, you're learning anatomy. And even if you're not handling the mace, someone else is handling it, but he shows you and you're looking and you're studying it. So you're learning something. You're learning how to become a doctor from a mace. A mace is also b'hanor. And number two, there's an isa nivul ha-mace. You have to treat the mace with respect. So if you're cutting up a dead body, that's an isa nivul ha-mace. And number three, it's a bitla mitzvah of kvura. Kavitik berena b'yamahu is in last week's set. It's a mitzvah kvura b'abayam. So all of the three isurim only apply to mace yisrael. But mace yakom, all the poskim say that the three isurim don't apply. Mikra adin mace yakom amuta banua. The chumah that the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch that you should be machma not to get hanof and the mace yakom. It's a shtikl makam mitzvah. One who wants to go to medical school, he's gonna save people's lives, he's gonna cure patients, gonna cure sick people. So it's a shtikl makam mitzvah. So we don't observe that chumrah that the Rishonim invented. And there's no iser b'zayin ha-meis, and there's no iser of halonas ha-meis. So that's why you have to be sure that you have meiseyach.
We can't consider it at least a safek pikuach nefashos, because later on he's gonna use it.
Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that we don't allow a medical student, we don't permit a medical student to violate any issa because of sofik bikoch nefashos. He says, there'll be other people who go to medical school. The other doctors will take care of all of their sick patients. He says, a wealthy person who made a lot of money has an obligation to give tzedakah. Are you obligated to earn $1 million in order to have so much money to give tzedakah? He says, not mechuyev. If you earned all the money, you have to give tzedakah. You know, mechuyev to earn the money. So he says, a doctor who has medical knowledge has an obligation to treat the patients. A person does not have medical knowledge, not mechuyev to go to medical school in order to be able to treat the patients. The only time you say pikuach nefesh is deicha. The Sirei Torah is when you have a mitzvah, you have to do it in order to save someone's life. A sucker is born every day, someone else will go to medical school. Anochri will go to medical school. Not mechuyev. I'm not mechuyev to go to the medical school. The Vilna Gaon wanted to go to Italy to study in medical school. So his father didn't let him. An introduction to the Sefer Pas on Shulchan that was written by Talmud of the Groh. So he writes the whole story. His father didn't let him go to... He wanted to go to medical school in order to understand Hilchas Treifas better. He wanted to understand the biology in order to understand Treifas. His father didn't let him. He says, if my son will go to medical school, he'll become the biggest doctor in the world. Then he'll be mechuyev to treat all the patients all day and all night. I don't want him to sit and treat patients. I want him to sit and learn. So that's why he didn't let him. He wasn't mechuyev to go to medical school because he'll be able to become the biggest doctor in the world, the biggest genius, and be able to save more people's lives. If you have the medical knowledge, then you're mechuyev too. The father of the Vilna Gaon apparently thought like Rav Moshe also. You're not mechuyev. If you have the medical knowledge, then you're mechuyev to treat the patient. You don't have the knowledge, you're not mechuyev to gain the knowledge in order to treat the patients.
Yeah.
So that's why in medical schools you have to make sure that the cadaver that you're working on is a non-Jewish body, because otherwise you have the three sort.
Would it be a problem to go to medical school in Eretz Yisrael, let's say, if you found out that the school you're at uses Jewish cadavers?
Sure, it's a problem. Sure, it's a problem. In Eretz Yisrael, it's a problem even if they have non-Jewish cadavers. That's the Ramban writes on Chumash on this week's Seder. The Solomon of Lassar is Kavtik Beran Mayhu Kikilis Alukim Tavlan says, Veloise Tamis Ad Moscow. So the Ramban writes, look in Sefer Yoshua, where it says that when they hung up the Lamed Aleph Malachim, so they buried them on the same day in order to fulfill what it says in the Chumash, Kavtik Beran Bayamahu. So Ramban asks, what are you talking about? The mitzvah of Purim is only by Meisei Yisrael. Lamed Aleph Malachim on Meisei Yakum. So he says, you see from the Pasuk in Sefer Yoshua that the Navi understood Pshat and Chumash. That's another din. You're not allowed to allow Mason Tmeim to sit around in Eretz Yisrael. Even Mesa Yakum you have to bury right away. So that's a Pella. That's what Rabbi Chalap's father wrote in the Torah. Rabbi Chalap, after his father passed away, he published several volumes of his father's Chiddush Torah. So one of the volumes, he has an essay by his father where he raises this question. How are we allowed to have medical schools in Eretz Yisrael according to the Ramban's Psukim and Chumash and the Novi? You're right on the dinner, but
it's not your responsibility to bury. They wouldn't let you bury it. Does it belong to you to get that?
No, but if I'm the medical student.
It's not yours. You can't, I mean, you can't bury it. You bury it and they'll charge you money for it. You can't bury it. If you're the boss to bury it, you can bury it. But if I go to medical school and they give me a cadaver to cut up, what kind of a bear am I in if I don't bury it? It's not my resource.
Could be? Okay. Okay. I don't know. Sir.
If I'm the director of the medical school, so now I bought this cadaver from wherever I buy it from, then I have to then go bury it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's so, a Ramban says. Yeah.
Okay.
The
and the student is allowed to. Could be. Okay. I don't know. Could be. Could be the. Who is over on the Issa? Whether the director or the student? Okay. Find it out. Stein Mux and Metallic. Find it out. Who's going to burn again?
It's an equivalent olive in your day at the Bach, where the tour and the Bach and everything, they quote in Gittin and the Rambams and Hilchos Avot, that we bury, we do Kofar Mesim for Goyim. And the Bachan says he's Medayik, you shouldn't misunderstand the Rambam, but you know, he means even if you have Goyisha bodies by themselves, even if it's not with Jewish bodies, even if you have Goyisha bodies alone, you definitely bury Goyisha bodies. So because of Darkei Sholem, aren't we Mevatel, the Takana of Darkei Sholem, every time we say, hey, there's a Goyish cadaver, let's do some medical research. Like the Gemara Bechoros, the Tanaim did an experiment on the Shifcha Kananis. So weren't they Mavatel Midnei Darkei Shalom? Every time you use a Goyish cadaver, you're Mavatel Midnei Darkei Shalom.
The Gemara says that you have to bury Mesa Yakim Midnei Darkei Shalom in Animus. But if in Animus all over the world, they allow medical schools all over the world, all the civilized countries, if maybe they're uncivilized, all the civilized countries in the world, they allow research, this kind of research. If this is considered acceptable to the civilized world, then we serve Darkei Sholem. Yeah, but the shot is if it's a din and a chumash, then it doesn't help that all the civilized world does it. It's a din deraisa. That's the problem. Okay. So getting back again. So the Rambam says, if you have Meisei Yisrael, so Meisei Yisrael, Rosh Abano, so there's nothing to kill. What if you have Meisei Yakum? Is there an Issa deraisa to eat Bissar Odom? So the Ramban writes that it's an Issa, the Rambam writes Perek Aleph, Perek Beis in Hilchas Macholos Asuros, Halacha Gimel Ha'odam Afal Pishenem Mabavihi Adam LeNefesh Chaya. He's referred to as a Chaya. Ain't a Mechlam Mina Chaya. That you say that since he's not Malager Mafris Parsa, there's an Issa Loisa. Say no, he's not, that goes on animals. If you eat Bistar Adam, you're not over on a lav. However, Hoichem Bistar Adam ain't a loike, aval osahu be esse, shari mono hakos of Shivas mini chaya, the yomet behem zosa chaya shetachelu, a kol shahu chutz mehem, lo tochle, lava bomachlala say, ase. So the Ramam holds that there's an isa esse deraisa not to eat Bistar Adam. And he said, I said, there is not the Ibsarav. So the Magen Mishnah there, and that Rambam quotes from the Ramban on Ksubas Dav Samach, where he asks on the Rambam, how can it be? The Rambam cannot be right. The Gemara says that Cholav Isha, a woman is not a nurse a baby. A Cholav Isha is mutter for an adult also to drink Cholav Isha. Gemara says that there's an Issa, you're not allowed, an adult is not permitted to drink directly from the breast of a woman. That's not proper. A baby may, and an adult may not. But if he's not drinking directly from the body of the woman, so Cholav Isha strictly, Cholav Isha is mutter. So the Ramban asks on the Rambam, if you're going to assume that the Sar Adam has an Issa Essay, an Issa Deraisa, there should be Eitzim and Asa, should be Asa, just like Chol HaBehemet Tameya is Asar, so Chol HaVisha should be Asa. And Dam Adam, the Gemara says, if a person is eating an apple, and a person is biting into a sandwich, and his gums are bleeding, and the blood shoots out on the apple, so Mishum Marisani, he's not allowed to put that back in his mouth, he has to scrape it off. If a person knows that his gums are bleeding, he has to cut up the apple into tiny pieces and put a piece at a time in his mouth, or put a piece of the bread at a time in his mouth. As long as the dam was low pirish, as long as it didn't land on a piece of food that's outside of his mouth, then there's no problem on marisai. But once the dam is pirish from the mouth and it went on the piece of food, so the dam odom should pirish, there's a problem on marisai. That's a gemara, that's in Shulchan Aruch like that. But dam odom in Atar is mutter, just an issue of marisai. So that's the Ramban's kasha. How can you say cholav isha is mutter and dam ha'odam is mutter min ha'toyram? That was all in the Middle Ages. They always used to say that the Jews used Christian blood to bake the matzahs. So the Jews said, what do you mean? We can't use Christian blood. We're not allowed to drink any blood. So the truth of the matter is not true. Dam ha'odam is mutter min ha'toyram. It's only awesome in the Rabbanan. So maybe we do use Christian blood. Some of the guys finally found out that it says in the Gemara that Dam Adam is Mutta, it's only Nisan Marisain. So then the Alila Saddam, the Bilbul came back again. So that's a whole Bilbul. Okay. So this is the Ramban's Kasha. So how can the Rambam be right? How can the Rambam be of the opinion that there's an Isar Essay on the Sar Adam? So the Cholov Isha should be Asam and Atorah, and Dam Adam should be Asam and Atorah. Well, why is it that the Chol HaVisha is mutter, and the Dam Adam is only awesome in the Rabbanim, Mishum Marisayim? So the Magen Mishnah says a teretz, a shtickle teretz. Magen Mishnah suggests, maybe the Rambam Shita is that Hayotzem and Aser only applies if the animal that's Aser has an Isa Lav. But if the animal that's Aser only has an Isa Esay, like Adam, Sar Adam, the Rambam says there is no Lav, there's only an Isa Esay, then maybe the Rambam will hold that there's no din of Yotzim in Ha'aser Aser. That's a suggestion to defend the Rambam. Rambam clearly doesn't think so. Rambam thinks that Yotzim in Ha'aser should even apply if there's only an Iser Esay. And the Magen Mishnah suggests maybe that's the Rambam sheet. The truth of the matter, you look in the beginning of Paragimel, in Hilchas Macholas Aser, that's exactly what the Rambam wrote, what the Magen Mishnah guessed. Magen Mishnah suggested maybe this is the Yishuv on the Rambam. That's how the Rambam writes explicitly. Paragimah halacha alach halacha base. Kol Michael hayoytze mimin menaminim ha'asurim shalokim alach ilosam. Shalokim alach ilosam. It means a loisa essay. Hare osa Michael osa bachila menator. Kon cholov behema v'chaya hatmeim. Beitza yoyfe dag hatmeim. Bas hayana, he quotes. Beitza tzoyf tomei and yoytze men ha'asur. Then he says again, cholov ha'odam muta bachila halacha base. It's only an essay. That's exactly the teretz. The Rama wrote in Halacha Aleph like that. Hayotzim and Aser is only Aser if it's from a behema. Shalokim alach ilosim. Where did the Rambam get this idea from? That you should distinguish between an Iser essay and an Iser loisa essay? So it could be, this is a question, it could be, what was the whole suffix in the Gemara Mcharis and Davav on the base in the first place? The Gemara had a dion. Maybe Chol HaBehema Torah should be, maybe all milk should be Asa Bachila. Who says that milk is kosher? Maybe milk is straight. Mara says, no, it can't be, because Eretz Yisrael is Chol HaDvash. If the Torah advertises the greatness of Eretz Yisrael that it has milk, so obviously the milk is kosher and the honey is kosher. So you see, it's kosher. What was the Salka Daitach? What would the Havamina have been? What was this word to say that the Chol HaBehema Torah should be Asa? So the answer is, like Rav Huna said, Behema b'chaya b'cheska sisar. What's the cheska sisar? So Tosfos says that it's an Isar Esay of Eina Zvucha. And Rashi says it's an Isar Loisa Esay of Eiv Menachai. So if you say like Tosfos, Maybe that was exactly the Havamina with the Maskana. The Havamina was that Yotze min Ha'aser, Aser even applies if the Behemah is only Aser, if the Balchai is only Aser with an Iser Esay. And then once you have a Pasuk that says the Cholav is Mutter, so that's what it teaches you. That since the Behemah Bechaya only has an Iser Esay, it doesn't have an Iser Lois Esay, so that's not included in the prohibition of Yotze min Ha'aser, Aser. The pasuk that speaks of Bas Hayana, Beitz HaSoif Tami, that's only Yoif Tami because it's an Issa Lois essay. I would have thought even Yotzim in her essay also, but now that it says Cholav is Mutter, even any Yotzim in her Iser that's only an Iser essay will be Mutter.
That's clearly not what the...
The Ramban passion, clearly right? Doesn't agree. Yeah, the Ramban holds only Akzeres HaKosev that Cholav is Mutter, but Meimei Cholav, which is Baraveh, is not Cholav, so it's Aser. And the Rosh quotes to Rabbeinu Simcha that the Ramban is wrong, that in for all other intents and purposes, Mei Mechalav is Chalav. The one and only exception to the rule that Mei Mechalav is not Chalav is when it gets to Basav Chalav, because it's the way the milk comes out from the body of the mother, only when it's all together. So he doesn't say this, but it could well be that this is what the Rambam understood, that the Havamina would have been, this is the question, how did the Rambam read the Gemara, Omer Avuna Beheime Bechaya Becheska Sisa? Which Cheska sees it? The Rambam holds from the Iser Esei, or the Rambam holds from Rashi's Pshat that it's Eiv Menachai? So if the Rambam understood the Gemara like Tosfos, that it's an Iser Esei, so then the Havaminim Chorez Davov Amadeis was that all Cholov in the world should be Osir, because the Yotzim in a Tomei even applies to Yotzim from an Iser Esei, and it could be that that's the Maskana. Once you have a Pasuk that says the Cholov is Mutter, means that the Isser of Yotze, we'll call it Bikitsa, one word Yotze, the din of Yotze only applies if the thing that's Usser to begin with is, was an Issa Lav, Shalokim Olav. But it was an Issa Shein Lokim Olav not. See, the Rishonim have another Dion. Here by Mei Mechalav, it's a Machlekes, where this Mutter Usser. The Rishonim, we know that eggs are kosher. Chicken eggs are kosher. An egg from an Oif Tameh is Usser, Basayana. Maybe we should ask for all eggs. Maybe we should ask for all eggs in the world, even from a chicken, because a live chicken is an Iser, and Iser ain't as vuchas ayotzim and aser is asa. So it's clearly not correct. We know that eggs are kosher. The Gemara said before is eggs are kosher. So one could argue the point and say, no, that's exactly the pasuk. Bas Hayana says only by the oif tummy the beitzah is asa. The implication clearly is that all other eggs are kosher. Eggs from a chicken are kosher. That's what some Rishonim say. The Shach quotes the Rabbeinu Tam. We don't have any Tosfos. The Shach quotes it. The Shari Dura quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, who quotes a different pasuk. There's a mitzvah of Shiloh Hakan. There's a perek. The last perek in Chulin, perek Shiloh Hakan. So the Mishnah says Shiloh Hakan Shalech Tishalach Hasayim Esabonim Tikvah. It only applies if the mother is sitting on the egg. Some people make a mistake. They send away half the time the father sits on the eggs, half the time the mother sits on the eggs. So the person who wants to fulfill the mitzvah has to know, la'afcha means ochan on the kevi, has to know whether it's the father sitting on the eggs and the mother sitting on the eggs. So you have to ask the bird experts whether this is a, so the daytime I think is the father, nighttime is the mother or something, I don't know, you got to ask the people who know. So the Mishnah says, b'feirish, the dinim shiloh hakan is not only if this is the mother who laid these eggs, even if this is one bird and the egg is from a different bird, the mother has to be an oif tohar, and the egg has to be from a beitzas oif tohar. But it doesn't have to be her egg, it doesn't have to be from the same min either. The aim is one min of an oif, and the beitzah is a different min. But if it's a min tamei, whether the mother is a min tamei, or the beitzah is a min tamei, so the whole mitzvah of shiloh hakan doesn't apply. Like over here by basa b'chalav. If the behem is behemah tamei, or the milk is chalav of a behemah tamei, so the whole din of basa b'chalav doesn't apply. So that's what the Mishnah has there. So that's based on Psukim, Shalech Tishalcha Sa'im, Es Habonim, Tikach Loch. Tikach Loch means that it's kosher. I can take it and eat it. So the Shach quotes the Shari Dure, who quotes the Shari Dure, is one of the Rishonim, quotes Abinatam. Tam. You see from that pasuk that Beitzei Oif Tohara Kosher. Other Rishonim say, you don't have to stand on your head to dig up a pasuk from Shiloh HaKan. It says Basayana. So you see, only Beitzei Oif Tami is also. Obviously, Beitzei Oif Tohara is Mutter. And other Rishonim seem to say, you don't need a pasuk. Once you had a pasuk that tells you, Eretz Zavos Cholov Edvash, so that's it, farte. The way the Rambam perhaps understood. Without the pasuk, I would have thought that Hayotzim and Ha'aser Aser even applies if the Yisra was only an Yisra Aseh. Now that I have the pasuk, Eretz Zavos Cholov Edvash, So the whole havamin is indicated that it's incorrect. It's only yotzei min ha yisur shaloikim olav. I mean, yisur loisur shaloikim olav. No, the B is a min tummy. No, that's another discussion in Bchoris. The next daf in Bchoris. That's an avzayin in Bchoris. Why is dvash mutter? So the Gemara has a machlekes hatanoim. Is it exeris hakosav that dvash is mutter? No. That dvash is dvash tomorrow. That's not dvash tomorrow. No. The Gemara has a machlokes hatanoim, a brisa, and it's 2 days in Yeridah. How we paskin? Why is dvash dvore mutter? Why shouldn't I say tiyotzim in ha'osim mamish anisa lav? You're not allowed to eat bees. So one opinion in the Gemara is that it's a gzeres hakosuv that dvash is mutter, despite the fact that it should have been a yotzim in osim mamish a yotzim from a lav, it's still mutter. And the other opinion in the Gemara is that that's not called yotze. Just like the Gemara had a suffix there on that daf. By Merag Laim Shel Chamor, the donkey drinks water, then it comes, it goes in one end, goes out the other end. So maybe it's not enough of a shinui to be considered yotze min ha'asa. Maybe the chamor didn't do enough, the body of the chamor didn't change the water enough that it should be called yotze min ha'asa. So the Gemara says that the bees roam around and they pick up the pollen from all the different flowers, and then it goes into their sack and it changes a little bit. So maybe that change is not sufficient to change to be considered yotzei min ha'asa. Then the Gemara says, "Lachapan af kamina, what about dvash from other insects? Is it only also dvash from dvash dvorim, or dvash gezin v'tzirin would also be mutter?" So the Gemara says that depends on these two opinions. If you say because it's malakate, so the others are also malakate. But if you say dvash, akzeres hakavs, it's only dvash stam, and the others are not called dvash stam. So that's a shaila on shulchan aruch every paskin. That's 2 days in the halacha. The Ramban didn't agree with the Rambam. The Ramban thinks that Yetzim and Osir should even apply if the Yisr is only an Yisr Aseh. He doesn't think that this is a Svara Lachal. The Rambam is beferish like that. Rambam is beferish like the Magen Mishnah suggested, that he distinguishes between an Isar Esei and an Isar Lo Isar Esei.
But at any time learns from Shiduach HaKan,
yeah,
that you have to be
Isar Agzeres HaKosov, that Beitz HaSof Tohar is Mutter.
So why not because of
Hold that it's not a Svar? Not a Svar to distinguish between an Isar Esei and an Isar Lo Isar Esei. But the Rambam does say that Svar. So you see that this Ramban is Lishitasai. The Ramban holds that the Memecholav is Asr. He holds Mikra Din, Yotzim and Asr should have applied, and the milk should have been Asr. And the pasuk that says that the Cholav Behema Tahira is Mutter is Akzeris HaKasav that is Mutter. It really should have been Asr. And maybe he'll probably require pasuk for Beitzas if Tahar. Like all the Rishonim were fishing around, where's the Makkah for Beitza that is Mutter? That's why he says the Gzeres HaKosav is only on Cholav. Once it becomes Meimei Cholav, it becomes Paraveh, so it reverts back to be an Issa. Basically, Cholav should have been Issa. It's a special Heta. And that's why the Ramban, the Shitosa, kindness against the Rambam. That how can Bisar Odom have an Issa Esei? So Cholav Isha should be an Issa Deraisa. Why is it Heta Garma even the Rabbanan? And why is Dam Odom only Osa Mishum Arasai? Dam Odom should be an Issa Deraisa. And the Rambam gives the answer, no, once you have the pasuk that cholav is mutter, everything is cholav dvash, the pasuk is megale, that the whole din of Yetzim and Asa doesn't apply if the whole Isa in the first place was only in Isa Rase. So that's the Rambam Lishitos and the Ramban Lishitos. Okay, maybe the next topic will be later tomorrow. We'll have to discuss what about if you have a chicken. So we paskin and there's a machlokes hatanoim where the chicken is fleishig min haturim derabban. So we paskin that b'sarai p'cholav is only derabban. There's a tosfos maybe paskin that is deraisa, but in Yeridah we assume that b'sarai p'cholav is derabban. So what about the eggs inside the chicken? When are the eggs fleishig and when do the eggs begin to become parva? Like the meimei cholav. How long is it milafig and when does it cease to be milafig? So there's a deal on the eggs when they become parable.